Blog Talk Radio.
Turn off all your lights now before getting into tonight's show. Because as you know, if you are a long-time listener, this show can only be heard in the dark. This show can only be heard in the dark. Just turn off all your lights now. I'll wait. Are they off? I'll give you a few seconds. That's me walking over to the light switch. Turning it off and hoping you're doing the same. Hallelujah! Oh, my favorite opening song. As I scratch my long talons against the white marble coffin that I'm crawling out of yet again to bring you another episode of Night Owls Radio. And as always, at the top of every show, I turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east is my lonely, lonely little self. That time I accidentally turned to the north for the east and the east for the north. Yes, this is an odd showtime today. It's at 5:30. Normally our show is at 11:30 on Friday night. Welcome and come on in, gang, because I have some ideas for the horror movies that you're supposed to watch this weekend. You know that's mandatory here on Night Owls Radio. You have got to watch the Midnight Monster movie with Miss X. That's every single weekend. Start your weekend off right on Friday nights. Go to Facebook.com, Radio Miss X, for the last time. It is Radio Miss X. All one word on Facebook. That's the page. That's where you have to be. And that's what you have to like. Please like it. Please like the page, everyone that's listening, because if you are listening, that's where you get to find out all about the horror movies. I post the horror movies up there. I post the wacky stories of the week there. On Facebook, Radio Miss X. The mysterious Miss X. Yes. That is the name of the website. Radio Miss X. Well, that's the name of the page. What do they call it? Oh, you crazy humans with your pages. I can't keep up with you. I remember back in 1995, actually 1994, when my dearest cousin was the very first one that I know of, to get on the internet and to tell me about it. And she came over with this very, very long, long, many-lettered email address. Because back then, of course, we didn't have media. Social media was non-existent. The term social media did not exist. You didn't have pages, let's say, and like my page and please like me and all this. Just didn't have any of that. No, we didn't. And I'm so disappointed. So sad. So sad as Miss X, because I guess our guest might not be calling in, so we'll have him on in a future show. But hold on, because we got about 25 more minutes left of the show, baby doll. 25 more minutes for you to call in. Sometimes it's difficult for people to call in, especially when they have to figure out, you know, they have to maneuver the site and they just have to figure out how to call or how to. What I think you have to do in the chat room is you have to log in. Don't you have to create an account on Blog Talk Radio? It's very simple. I don't know why people make things so difficult. You simply go to blogtalkradio.com, Miss X, and you, or you just go to blogtalkradio.com, period. blogtalkradio.com, period. And you create an account. That's how you get in the chat room where you can actually chat in the chat room. Otherwise, you're just a ghostie. You're just what I refer to as the blue ghost. That's what we used to call them, the blue ghosts, because you don't have a face and you don't have a name. A face or a name. You just show up. You just show up as a blue face in the chat room. You're anonymous. Are you shy? Oh, don't be shy. Give it a try if you do want to call into the show and you're listening, which you're probably not. This is the number to call in. Lines are now open at blogtalkradio.com. Zach, call in number 657-383-1357. And I'm pretty sure you can call this from my beloved UK. You can call from the UK. You can call from New Zealand. You can call from Australia if you so have a mind. If you so have a mind to. 1-657-383-1357. I found out this week, after over 10 years since I started doing Night Owls Radio, over 10 years, that I found out this week something new, which is unusual. It's unusual to find out new, spooky horror stories. You know, it's usually kind of, we recycle through. When you listen to the paranormal shows, they recycle through the following topics. Mothman, the dog, the thing that looks like a dog, Chupacabra, the dog man, werewolves, Bigfoot, of course, Sasquatch, UFOs, UFO sightings, and ghost tales. How many is that, about 9 or 10? That's about 9 or 10 different topics that they just recycle over and over again on the show. Well, not on Night House Radio. That's what's different about this show. We don't just talk the paranormia. We solve the mysteries. We're about solving the mysteries here. We're not about rehashing the same subjects over and over and over again, the same supernatural subjects, and then there's never a solution. Everybody says, what is this? What is this hair sample? That hair sample? Sound of knocking in the woods? First of all, the knocking in the woods that I saw on one of the YouTube videos and rather heard on one of the YouTube videos. She can't see knocking, but she can hear knocking.
There's some knocking right now.
What that sounded like is when I'm going to step outdoors again and step outside here, as I do often, step out under the night sky, live here on air. Down here are some trees where I did the Bigfoot search live on air years ago. And when you knock on a tree and it makes that hollow sound, that is not necessarily Sasquatch knocking. That's the sound, and anybody who spends any time and as much time outdoors as Ms. X has, if you spend any amount of time outdoors, if you spend any amount of time in the woods, you know that this knocking sound is actually the wind in the trees makes that noise. So I'm not trying to ruin your fun. I'm not trying to say that it's not Yet it couldn't be a Bigfoot. Maybe it could be. But again, we're about solving. We are about solving the mysteries here on My House Radio. That's the whole, one of the main reasons, and the whole reason I started the show in the first place, was so that we didn't have the same people giving the same information over and over again. So we don't have that on the show. That's why we like to get new guests, new ideas, things you probably never heard before, things I had never heard before until this week. And I was laughing all week. This great guest that I wanted to bring on today has had me laughing all week long. He's so funny. He does a funny YouTube channel. And he does the UK paranormal study group. It's a UK paranormal group. Tells us things. Exactly. All the stuff that are going on, that is going on in the UK, stuff that we don't know about, stuff we've probably never heard of. I know I haven't. I thought I had heard pretty much everything, but no. Castles. I want to get married at a castle. I want to get married in a castle in Scotland, in England, or in Scotland. That's what you think, huh? You wanted to get married in a castle in England or Scotland until you had to hear to hear what I heard this week. I'm telling you right now. Scary. Scary. Stop. And we're going to get into it. Yes, we are. Now, you might already know about, everybody seems to have a castle in their area. It's not even a real castle here in America. Of course we don't really have castles. What we have, because we're not old enough to have castles. Our country only goes back, basically, the earliest, the 1400s, mostly until 1776. There's not going to be too much from the year 1776. It's kind of laughable, really, to 2019. So we're not going to have castles in America. What we have are things that are called castles, but are so laughably small compared to the castles that they have in England that it is laughable when you see how small, like, my local castle is. And at my local castle, which is probably more of a manor house, it has a little turret on it, so they call it a castle. That's what they do. Yes. Yes, it is. That's what they do. They call it a castle. It's not. It's not a castle. No, it's not. England has a castle. That's the weirdest sound of my pet. But I put that on air. I need a co-host. I want you, baby. I want the man that was going to come on this show today to be my new co-host on the show, Mr. Paranormal in the UK. I want you not only to tell us what's going on in England and also in Wales, because some of these castles that are supposedly haunted, are right on the border of England and Wales. I want you to come on and be my new co-host. You. Miss X is making room on your little chair. Move over. Move on the chair. Move over. Move over. Move over. We don't have green-faced Frankenstein on the show anymore, so we're going to get this new co-host. Let's hope that he'll do it. Do you think? Do you think he'll come on and be my co-host or / administrator of Night Owls Radio? What do you think? Yeah, you have some second thoughts now about getting married in the castle returning to Scotland after these stories because Dover Castle, one of the scary back roads stories in England. Stay tuned. Yeah, they do hear that kind of weird stuff on this road, at least one of the roads in England. They hear children singing and all sorts of scariness going on. Not the footsteps, they do hear the singing by that bridge. Oh, the bridge. The scary, scary, scary bridge. Not Knight's Bridge. The name of it. The name of that bridge. Where they hear. And not only did they hear the sounds of the children, not quite whispering like that. Not quite. But they also see the face of a monk. There's a monk that appears by this bridge. That's just off of YouTube, another YouTube video. And supposedly, this man dressed as a monk, you know, with a cloaked figure. You look over next to you in the car, and there's a monk sitting. But all that happens when you pass this particular bridge. Now, let me tell you. I've been on some scary back roads alone. With no phone, surrounded by cornfields, like something out of children and children. Not funny, what is she laughing about now? And it's scary, you know, I would never do that nowadays. I would never go on a back road without my phone. This was in the days, long before the days of cell phones. Long before the time that cell phones were popular. And it suddenly struck me, you know, my car is kind of puttering out. The car is kind of puttering along, and you're in the middle of nowhere. All alone. Oh, no. I hope our guest is like 5 hours ahead of us, even more so when you're in California. But from here, England is, I believe, 5 hours ahead of us, so it's like 10:48 there now. Call in, guest. Call in. This ex's guests are usually wonderful, and they always call in. Crying. That's appropriate. Something else I don't understand about all the business sightings that tackles in England. Why don't they just come out and say it? If they're trying to communicate with you, why don't they just come out and tell you? This is what happened. This is where I am. Another mystery to be solved here. On my love radio. Yeah, what's up with that? Near to Stonehenge crop circles. Look at that. Look up at the fact that before I went on air tonight, true story, right before I went on air, technically not night, early evening here, I saw in the sky, and this has happened again. This has happened before on this show. A complete huge X with the white trail from the plains was right to the west of me, right before I went on air. Huge letter X. Of course, I miss X. This formed a completely symmetrical, almost symmetrical, perfect X in the sky. You all have your theories on that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not into that at all. Not at all. I'm also not into contacting ghosts. No, and I've said that before on the show. I don't do that. I believe that you should leave the dead. Leave the dead alone. Don't try to contact the dead. However, for those that do, and you're asking questions of these apparent spirits, why don't they just, why don't you just come out and say clearly, this is what the crop circle is, this is what it means. Why the mystery? Why do you want people to try to solve what you're doing when you make this crop circle? You, who are you talking to? Nobody? The person that makes the crop circle? Crop circle making thing? Why do you not just come out and say what you're trying to communicate? I saw the videos on YouTube. I saw in Wiltshire the wheat of Wiltshire laying down in the ground, not quite to the ground, twisted. It looks like the weed is all twisted. That's what it looks like inside the crop circle. Had never been inside the crop circle. Personally, Ms. X has never seen inside the crop circle, but I did in this video, and that's what it looks like. Twisted wheat. Twisted, braided, upon close observation, that forms, whoa, open the cold-free door. Would you like to have some ice cream with me, listeners? How about some salad? Why is it so quiet out there? Why am I just talking to myself? The wheat forms an elaborate pattern. You all know that. You've all been studying, you little night owls, you, the loneliest, the dateless, the loserless that listen to this show. You're experts on the paranormal. Or you think you are. You think you're experts, don't you? You think you've heard it all. Then explain to me what that beige wheat design means in the crop. That's being formed in the crop. Now, one of the videos that I saw in England, it looked like somewhere out there in the UK, it looked like the old Brady Bunch episode where they tried to make a fake UFO that was red. Remember that? And it was shaped just like that in this YouTube video. And as soon as somebody made a noise, apparently they ruffled in the field, you know, while they were observing these unidentified objects in the sky. As soon as they made a noise, as soon as the noise of the motor went on the car, then the object disappeared. And I saw it disappear, but I didn't think it was disappeared. What I thought is that it was somebody fooling around out there with some lights, and then it would be like me, and I have a video up of me doing this, by the way, on YouTube, by the way, on the Miss X channel, YouTube, Miss X, where you take your flashlight or light, and then you just go below the horizon, and you just dip down below the tree line of the landscape there. That's what it looked like to me. Someone else commented that it looked like the UFO was hiding from the person because the person made noise with their car. Well, these could all, and again, I'm solving the mystery here, these could all very well be military-related devices that are picking up on the noise, why they would be making a design in the circle of a crop. That's what I would like to know. Why don't they just come out and say what it is? Why not? Why not? What's that Dover Castle in England? Okay, let's go take a journey with me. Back now, back to Dover Castle in the UK. England. Okay, are we ready? Yeah? Are you ready? In visiting Dover Castle in the UK, people were sitting around on the couch thinking they were going to have a nice, relaxing time, probably thinking they were going to get married there like I did. I want to be married in the castle, right? I want to be. to be buried in the castle. I want to be. One of the men was drafted by, probably in the kitchen area, looked like to me. The other man said to him on the YouTube video, "What's wrong? What's the matter? What's wrong?
What's the matter?
Are you all right?
Oh,
are you all right?" And he said, "Yes, I would be. But I felt someone walk through my body." Not, he didn't say walk next to me. He said walk through his body. It is no stretch of the imagination. No stretch of the imagination at all to think that this could be possible. Why? Because such horrible things took place in these castles in centuries past. Don't be so quick to think that this is the spirit of those people that was now in the castle. Don't be so quick to think that. Energy or memories don't necessarily hang around. The memories of a person's trauma do not necessarily hang around. Do you want to know what hangs around? We do. Us. We create the energy, for lack of a better word, and oh, how I hate that buzzword, energy. When we're talking about these things and we're dwelling on it and you're thinking about it and studying it, and then you go to these places, you are creating, very possibly, you are creating what you are seeing and hearing. I used to hear when going to sleep at night, and I've said this before, auditory, when you put your ear, you rule out ear infection, you rule out sinus infection, you know, oh, my ears are stuffed up. Oh, my ears feel stuffed up all the time. I have that, other people have that. I would hear, though, this is what I would hear. And again, I made this connection to what I heard after watching the YouTube video where someone else, oh, you know that feeling, it just almost gives a chill through you when you realize, you hit that realization that someone else has experienced the same thing, the weird, very strange, paranormal thing that you have. In one of the castles in the UK that borders England and Wales, this particular castle, I believe, was where they heard the sound of drumming. There's also supposedly a headless drummer boy there, the drummer boy without a head. And you say, oh, yes, Al. Someone's imagination again, right? Imagination. Yes, possibly. We have seen strange things on dark roads at night. We don't know if it's a dog. We sit there and say, well, it's a possum. Because where I was from and when I was on these back roads many, many years ago, possum. So I know some. I'm just thinking of the possum show on Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, possums do come on the side of the road at night. And you can't really see them at night. They just look like a big, dark form. So you didn't know if it was a dog. And we're sitting there, all of us in the car, saying, was that a dog? Was that a possum? No. It didn't look like either one of those things. It was an unidentified creature at the side of the road. It's like all of these things are. Like it was. But when that person heard the drumming in that castle in Wales, well, then I knew that what I heard at night was not unique to me, because what I heard was a very distinct, when I'm laying down in that moment between falling asleep and being awake, when you're in that moment tonight, my darlings, between falling asleep and being awake, and you hear the sound of drumming that is very deliberate. It's a very deliberate sound that cannot be ignored, cannot be excused. It's almost time for Ghost Chase Thriller. It's almost time for me to say, until next time, happy screams. When you hear this drumming, it sounds like the French rhythmic drumming they would give right before a person dead. Yeah. Or near dead. Not dead. Until next time, thank you for listening. Happy screams. Happy screams. Peace.